And we are back. Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith.
What would you like to talk about?
I have nothing, Roland. We come to this, ladies and gentlemen, we come to this point in our broadcast every now and then where we have nothing. And when we have nothing, we just we fly off whatever comes into our thoughts. I know Roland's been preparing a poem. I think you're ready for one. But
I can do a poem a little bit later. I wasn't planning on this, but it's a short segment.
This is a short segment. All right.
And I have an epic poem, which takes about 427 minutes.
Okay. So, do you want to go now?
We don't think much about it because it's assumed to be learned and in grade condition in adulthood, but something that we acquire as we get older rather than something that we have to work at or weigh consciously. Maybe it's time for us to remember what we learned as children.
Interesting.
Before the adult ego took hold, how about tell the truth, don't fib, play fair, share, say you're sorry, and be honorable? There was a wonderful thing, and I can't remember the author's name, it was a book about 20, 30 years ago where he talked about the sandbox and the ethics of the sandbox.
Yes.
And those were in there.
Rules of the road. And in many ways, we talked about in a previous segment, a segment or two back, the nature of simply saying, excuse me, pardon me, thank you, the basis. But more importantly than that, I really don't think in many ways, and as I think hard at this now, it's not as bad as because we live in a very, very small world, all of us. We have our own little world to live in. Sometimes we have to think beyond the box. And beyond the box, frankly, is not bad. People are very nice. I've met some lovely people over the course of the last 4 or 5 years. We've moved from Florida back into the New York metropolitan area. Met some lovely people along the way. Lovely people along the way. And sometimes it always, and they're not necessarily older people, younger people as well. And it amazed me at their kindness and their generosity.
Well, I agree with you on the older and the younger. I think those of us who are older need to cultivate friends in
yes.
the younger spheres, because at some point, if we're lucky enough, we'll be the last ones to be around. And you need to have friends.
You do.
You need to have an interaction with people in order to enjoy what we call life.
And choosing quote-unquote friends at this point in our life, I find it to be a delicate task. But most of my friends are younger at this point. Many of my older friends have passed on to mm-hmm. their good reward. But those that I still have that are my age are dear friends of many, many, many years. But the new friends that I've made are a delight, are an absolute delight.
Do you talk to them? I find that
as often as I can.
Yeah, me too. I think it's important to cultivate a friendship,
without question.
Which means a phone call, which means, hey, how are you? Just thinking of you.
Thinking of you. Let's get together for that infamous now cup of coffee, because I am a coffee drinker, decaf only, ladies and gentlemen. But the point is that it's become part of my routine to make sure that I stay in touch. And frankly, sometimes in our busy schedule, it's not easy. And we travel a lot. We're here, we're there, we're everywhere. But I make a point of staying in touch.
It's probably true for everybody in this day and age.
Sure. And when I get a phone call for someone just saying hello, I have some people who call me at the holidays every year. And they make a point. They haven't missed it for 10 years. Just to say hello and happy Thanksgiving, Merry Christmas. Gotta love it. I gotta love it. And I treasure that. Believe me. And I anticipate those phone calls. I do. Anyway, we're moving on to this very eclectic broadcast. Roland, what's going on today? It's an eclectic mix.
It's I don't know what it is. It's Mercury in retrograde. I don't know.
Can I use that title?
Of course.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. America Weekend. The Envision Radio Network. We will be back.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. When it comes to child rearing, you need all the responsible do's and don'ts you can get. Here are some very important ones to remember and the developmental science of it. First, do remember that your child is on your side. They are not out to get you. At most, they just want a little more free time. Next, don't give in to a child's tantrum. No child ever died from holding his breath or from screaming themselves silly. Next, do reward your child's attempts to maturely handle a problem. And finally, never use a technique to correct your child that you don't want thrown back in your face in public. If you yell at your child in your home, you'll see your child scream at you in public. What's the cheap psychological trick? Kids do what they see their parents do, and you know what? They respond as they're taught. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Think your computer's complicated? Consider your eyes with 1 million light receptors, your ears with 24,000 sound fibers, your body 500 muscles, 200 bones, 7 miles of nerve fibers. And while the body holds only 5 quarts of blood, your heart pumps 600,000 gallons through 60,000 miles of veins and arteries. With 2 trillion blood cells, your 3-pound brain has over 13 billion cells. We are part of the environment, too. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.